current state on WKAR, the trend of teen novels transporting their readers to fantasy worlds filled with vampires, fairies, and monsters is relevant once again with this month's release of Holly Black's latest novel, The Coldest Girl in Coal Town. The young adult author is most famous for co-writing the Spiderwick Chronicles series that was turned into a 2008 movie. Holly Black is in town tonight and tomorrow night to sign copies of her new book. She took some time yesterday to chat with us and answer a few questions from some of her loyal fans from Okemos High School. Black says she and co-author Tony DiTralisi had no expectation that the Spiderwick Chronicles would become as popular as they are.
You know, Tony and I, we both really loved fairy folklore and fairy tales, and it was a great project for us to work on. We'd been friends for a long time. But, you know, I kind of thought of things I like as not necessarily being the things that everybody else likes. So it was a real surprise that a lot of people did really love the books. And you know, and it was a delight because people then went out into their backyards as we intended and looked for evidence of fairies and sometimes found it and told us about it.
Your latest book is called The Coldest Girl in Coal Town. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. It is part road trip. It is part an exploration of a dangerous and debaucherous city and mostly about a girl discovering her own inner monstrousness and coming to kind of love it.
Sounds promising. How did you become a fantasy writer? How did this career of yours unfold?
Well, I'd always loved reading, and I thought that being a writer would be great because I could, you know, both make books, a thing that I really loved, and get to hang out with writers. And for the most part, that seems to have worked out. You know, like everything, it was, you know, a journey that took a lot longer than I had hoped. It took me a long time to write my first book. I didn't know how to write a book. My first book was Tie the Modern Fairy Tale, and it took me probably about 6 years to write it. I had no idea what plot was. I had, you know, spent a lot of early drafts with a lot of elves sitting around on couches experiencing ennui and drinking coffee. And so, you know, I had to figure out all that stuff.
You didn't know how to write a book.
I didn't know how to write a book until I wrote one.
How have you come up with this alternative universe filled with zombies and fairies and monsters? What is that mental process like?
Well, I mean, each book is different. And, you know, a lot of times I go into it with a premise and a character and also some kind of image that, you know, which evokes a feeling. And you know how when you go in and to the hairdresser and they pull a piece of your hair up and they cut against that hair, you know, they pull that as the measuring stick. For me, that image is the heart of the book, and I have to measure everything I come up with against it. And, you know, no matter how many times I think I have a plan, what's most important is whether or not it feels like the book I wanted it to feel like when I started.
Now, did you start your first book with that approach, or is that something that you learned in the process?
It's definitely something I learned in the process. I mean, you know, when I started my first book, I just really wanted it to sound like a book, you know, and I didn't even know quite what that meant. You know, it's about a girl discovering that she is a fairy changeling, and you know, I had some of the beginning, but I changed so much of it over the drafts because, you know, I think the hardest thing when you start writing is that you're a much better reader than you are a writer.
Mm.
And I knew it didn't sound right. I knew it wasn't good yet, but I didn't know how to make it good. And, you know, just revising it and revising it and revising it was the only way to figure out how to make it good.
Well, can you do research on this kind of, I mean, can you do research on zombies? I mean, have you ever tried to do that? Is there any correlation with the real world that you explored in this process?
Well, first of all, I have to be very clear. I do not write about zombies because I really am terrified of zombies. I'm actually super terrified of zombies.
Hmm.
Only vampires.
Well, arguably, they don't really exist, Holly. I mean,
even when people make the moaning sound, when they put out their arms, I don't like anything about it. They smell, they decay. I don't like that.
Not a big fan of
all other undead. I like all the other undead. Ghosts, revenants, ghouls. Not a zombie.
But zombie, you're just not there for the zombies. We had the chance to talk with some teens in our area who are fans of yours. Here is Megan Graybill. She's a 14-year-old who goes to Okemos High School, who is pretty excited about your coming to town. Here she is.
I'm just really excited that you're actually going to answer my question, because I get the way other people get about, like, movie stars. I'm just so starstruck by the fact that there's authors in the same town that I am in. It's just really exciting.
Holly, are you hearing that a lot on your book tour?
You know, sometimes, sometimes I go to towns where actually they get a lot of authors through, but I completely identify with that because that is how I felt. I never met an author when I was a kid. I assumed that authors were dead once I got there, but, you know, I didn't have any sense that they were alive to, you know, at the time that I was and writing, and was super excited the first time I met an author.
Well, what is that like to be that person now?
You know, it's great to be that person because I can relate to it and I can talk about it, and, you know, I can talk to especially young writers about what it's like to actually go and do this for a living. And it's great actually to be a writer because I get to meet other writers, which I have been starstruck by, and have an excuse to talk to them.
Holly, when you were young, what authors did you want to meet?
Well, I was a really huge Lloyd Alexander reader. I don't know if you remember the Prydain Chronicles, the Black Cauldron, Book of Three, and a big Madeline L'Engle fan. I would have loved to meet either one of those. And I actually know people who have called. I've met other writers who called Lloyd Alexander, but I would never. That seems so intimidating to me. But they called him, and apparently he gave them a lot of advice.
Did you end up meeting either of these?
I've never met either one of them.
Oh, you got some unfinished business as a fan. Here is another question from Megan Graybill.
I'm Megan Graybill. I'm 14 years old, and I go to Okemos High School. And I was wondering, where do you find the titles for your books? And I was also wondering if you had any advice for young writers when it comes to sticking with a story and developing it fully.
What do you think, Holly?
Well, I think for me, a lot of times I have a title that's sort of a working title, and I come to love it, and I wind up sticking with it. So I don't have the greatest. A lot of times I actually am somewhat not sure whether I like my titles or, you know, I go back and forth on them. The Coldest Girl in Cold Town is actually my favorite title, and it came from a short story that I wrote. So I find them different places. But in terms of sticking with a story, I think the hardest thing is there's points when you know something has gone wrong. And one of the things that you have to decide is, am I going to push on through to the end, or am I going to figure out what exactly I did that I don't like and fix it? And I think that's a very personal decision. A lot of times I do go back and I don't push on. However, I know that for different people it works differently. Mm. And so the best thing you can do is, you know, figure out if you feel like I can't go on with this, that's okay. Then sit down and figure out why and what has gone wrong, and then you will be able to move forward through the story.
But what role do your editors play in this process?
Usually an editor will get a completed manuscript. Usually they will not actually have a partial manuscript and talk through it with you. However, you can call your editor in a panic, and sometimes they will talk you through where you are and where you're stuck. Talk you off the ledge, exactly. And also, you know, you may find that you can create a community of friends who are also writers who will help you in that way, where you can call them and say, this thing isn't working. Can you help me? You know, can we talk this through?
And a friend of Megan has a question for you, too.
I'm Allison Brasky. I'm 14 years old, and I go to Okemos High School. And my question is, if you could pick a different genre besides fantasy, which genre would you pick to write in and why?
What do you think, Holly?
A tough call. I've been reading and writing fantasy pretty much my whole life, and the reason I write it is because I love it so much. I do love mystery. I love noir. You know, I wrote Magical Mobster series. And so I wouldn't mind trying my hand at that. And I wouldn't mind writing some science fiction, although I'm not sure that I know enough yet to do that. But I wouldn't mind trying.
When you work, do you work on multiple projects at once, or do you focus on one?
I try to work on one. Sometimes deadlines interrupt that. Sometimes I've promised to write a short story for someone, and I need to do that. But for the most part, I try and work on one thing until I'm done with it.
Your online bio says you live in a house with a secret library.
That's true.
Tell us about that.
Well, So there is this website. It's called hiddendoors.com. And I was able to buy from them a door that looks like a bookshelf. And I put it in front of the door to my library. And so you cannot tell that my library is there. And it's fantastic.
Just like in the movies.
You can have one too.
Just like in the movies.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I like it so much. But it is really just you can order this door and it will come to you. And then you can get someone to install it. And then you too will have a secret room.
That is so interesting. Any plans for new books in the future? How far into the future do you think?
I try to think a couple books out. Right now, I'm working on a fairy YA book called The Darkest Part of the Forest that's going to be out in January 15, and I'm co-writing a middle grade series with my buddy Cassandra Clare, and the first book of that, The Iron Trail, will be out in fall 2014.
Very interesting. Holly Black is author of the new book, The Coldest Girl in Coal Town. Holly will be at the Lansing Mall Wednesday at 7 and at the Meridian Mall in Okemos Thursday at 7 p.m. Holly, thank you so much for talking with us and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.